News release. Michigan State Police. Marquette, Jenny Stutt may seem like many other residents of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, UP, to those who do not know her, but her story is anything but ordinary. She has spent 25 years serving as a civil servant, with a strong passion for supporting children and families, and enjoys using her skills and experiences to make a difference. Stutt is deeply committed to her faith, family, and community and takes pride in her work with the Michigan State Police, MSP. Her official job title is Senior Executive Management Assistant, but Stutt's role goes far beyond that. She's the go-to problem solver who helps keep the MSP 8th District running smoothly, supporting every rank to help her co-workers and department operate at full potential. When Stutt first applied to the MSP 18 years ago, she was looking for a way to move to the UP. As she got to know the department, she discovered the MSP culture was a great fit for her. Being part of the MSP is both meaningful and a match for what she wants to do with her life. Help those who cannot help themselves. Today's world has many people who are in crisis and are looking for help. Those in war-torn Ukraine have found help from a source thousands of miles away in Stutt and her group of friends. Stutt's journey began with Tiffany, a friend with three special needs children adopted from Ukraine. When the war began in Ukraine, she received messages from her connections requesting assistance. Stutt vividly remembers seeing a text from Tiffany asking friends if they'd like to donate and spread the word. "I felt I could help," Stutt said. The urgency of the situation sparked something in her, a call to action that would take her across the world to help those in need. Stutt saw an opportunity to help initially by streamlining the donation process by creating an Amazon wish list to make it easier for anyone to contribute. The effort quickly gained attention, bringing in a flood of donations from across America. Entire UPS trucks were arriving at her door with first aid, medical, and humanitarian supplies. Cash contributions were spent on larger medical items like ventilators and portable ultrasound machines that could check wounds for bullet fragments or shrapnel. What started over 1,000 days ago as an effort to help a friend has grown into a much larger project providing critical support to orphans, children, and the most vulnerable populations in war-torn Ukraine. Over $300,000 worth of donations have been delivered in a total of 10 trips, including one trip Stutt personally made this past fall. The reality of a country at war was something she did not fully understand until she saw it in person. "Hearing firsthand from a refugee was moving because it led me to consider what my life might look like if I were in their shoes," Stutt explained. "How would I respond if war was literally occurring outside my door?" Stutt witnessed some of the devastation war brings, but she also saw the determined spirit of the Ukrainians, some recovering from injuries sustained on the battlefield. Her team visited a hospital where soldiers who had amputations were recovering. One man endured 15 surgeries within a month. Another was a 21-year-old who had voluntarily enlisted at the beginning of the war at age 18 and wanted to go back to continue fighting. "It was difficult to know what to say apart from thanking them for their service," Stutt recalled. "I felt a bit at a loss for words, but I suppose it comes from working with the MSP that I know there are always points of pride in one's work, even in dark circumstances." Through one of the surgeons, who acted as interpreter, Stutt asked a soldier what he was most proud of. He simply said, "The defense of my country." Stutt said, "All I could do was look him straight in the eyes, misty-eyed, nod, and give him a firm handshake. In that moment I felt like we understood each other." Stutt explained about her group's goals and how they evolved once they were overseas. The goal was to physically take over medical and humanitarian supplies, involve us in service work, and bring goodwill. "While there I felt it was equally as important for the people we connected with to know they are not alone or forgotten, and there are people around the world who genuinely care for them and are invested in their well-being." Stutt and her team supported numerous efforts, such as visiting wounded soldiers, weaving camouflage mats, sorting medications, assisting the children at an orphanage, donating children's books to the Turnipol Library, and making dumplings for soldiers on the front lines. Stutt's time in Ukraine wasn't without its challenges and personally difficult situations to experience. But through it all, Stutt's determination, faith and desire to help others shone through. "We adapt and overcome," she said, a mindset she attributes to the MSP. The "get it done" mentality proved helpful as she worked with others. After returning to the United States, Stutt reflected on her recent trip. "It's easy to read about war on the news, but to sit face to face with people who have lived through it, who are still living it, is something you can't forget," she said. "They're no longer just a story on the news. They're a name, a person, and a relationship." It's this deeply personal connection that fuels Stutt's commitment to continue helping, whether through sending aid or physically traveling to deliver supplies. All volunteers on her team covered their own expenses, ensuring that every donation goes directly to Ukrainians in need. The group's wish list has evolved over time to reflect changing needs, and they recently formed a 501(c)(3) nonprofit, Connections of Hope, Ukraine, to help facilitate donations. While they work to ensure they have trusted partners to deliver directly where the items are needed, she encourages anyone interested in learning more or becoming involved to contact her directly at jmrstutt@gmail.com. Stutt described how you can still help, without giving money or assisting in person. "I'm a person of faith and I do believe prayers are beneficial, so that's something anyone can do." Stutt's efforts are not only a testament to the positive difference one person can make but also an inspiration to those considering careers in service, such as those at the MSP. Stutt and her work demonstrate that no matter where you come from or what your background is, you can make a difference both on and off the job.